Hello everyone and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today, as the title says, I'm going to be talking about some traits of a godly man. Now, there are various traits. We can find them all in the Bible, but I'm going to be going specifically over five that really spoke and popped out to me. And I just want to share them with you over time after going in relationships and looking at my mistakes and looking at all the things that didn't go well. I dived into the word and I found these and I'm like, wow, like the Bible says everything, what a woman and what a man should have. Now, we're not perfect, but these traits are something that you should definitely be seeking, especially if you want a man of God. So I'm going to dive right into it. I'm going to be looking at my notes because I wrote down notes and specific Bible verses to help out with what I'm trying to tell you guys, okay? So I'm going to start with responsible, okay? A man should be responsible, especially if you are looking for a husband, right? For the father of your kids. And there's a Bible verse, which is Romans 14:12, and it says, "So then each of us will give account of ourselves to God," right? Because being responsible is something that we know we can count on our partner. We can rely on our partner. The worst thing is being with someone and being like, okay, babe, pick up the kids at this time, right? Or call me at this time and something happens and they don't even inform you. It's actually another worry you have to have on yourself. And when you're with a partner in general, you should not be worried about them. They're not a little kid. They should be able to be responsible, right? And this is simple things. Get up for work, right? Get home. If you're not there, possibly cook. Not always wait on you. This kind of ties in with taking the lead, taking initiative, okay? You want a man that takes the lead, right? There's a woman and there's a man, and you want the man to do certain things. And yes, you should. I'm not saying you should not share certain roles. Most relationships, you should share things together, right? Like I said, some guys do cook. Some guys, if your wife is working, they should cook for you. They should do things for you. So responsible. Is this guy going to work, right? Is this guy helping you out in the house? Is he responsible? You know, and these are things you can notice in the beginning before you really even have a family. These are things you should be looking at. You don't want someone that is not responsible, is not on task, or doesn't take initiative to do things. He should see something going on and be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to fix this. I'm going to do what I can. Not really wait on you. Okay, so that's number one. The second one that I wrote down is forgiveness. Now, I didn't write a Bible verse for this one, but forgiveness is definitely important. You want a partner that can forgive you, that can recognize that we all do make mistakes. Because if he could forgive you, that means that he has maturity. And maturity is so vital, especially when you want to grow closer and grow united in God, okay? He's mature. You want a mature man. You also want someone who has wisdom, okay? That ties under forgiveness. He has wisdom, okay? He can look back and say, wow, yes, I make mistakes. You know, maybe you made a mistake or something happened. He's not so quick to anger. You know, he's like, okay, I forgive you. Let's work forward. Let's keep on going. And that's also a good sign because that means that he is spirit-led. You know, spirit-led is very important too, because remember, the flesh can really get us going, but if he is an image of God, if he's trying to be closer to God, he'll sit back, he will relax, and he'll say, okay, he'll process it, he'll make wise decisions. So the second one is forgiveness. Does he have a forgiving heart? Okay. The next one is, I'm going to go back to my other notes, is perseverance. And this is just, listen, perseverance is one thing that everyone, we should all have that, even in our life itself, because perseverance means you are not going to give up. You are going to keep on trying. And I actually have a Bible verse that goes with this, and it's James 1:12, and it says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Right there, it is saying it's a test, okay? When you're in a relationship, when you have a partner, you're going to have various tests. And these tests could be setbacks, failures, unexpected circumstances, okay? And it's crucial that who you are with is not going to give up because, like I said, you're going to encounter challenges. You know, like I always say, Being Christian, we all know, right? It's not a cakewalk. And I have to say this. A lot of people say, oh, like, okay, you guys are Christians. You guys think you're perfect. You guys, no, we are aware that we're going to have setbacks. We are aware that we're going to encounter so many challenges, but we know that God is with us. You see, that's the difference. We have that anchor. So there's going to be setbacks, okay? And if your partner, you know, perseveres and he believes in God, he's going to know that everything works out for the good. He's going to have that positive outlook in life. He's going to know this, we're going through this right now, but I do know that God works all things for good. Okay. So perseverance is vital in a relationship. Another thing that is very important is you want someone who has humility, okay? In other words, who is humble. That is very important. You want someone who is humble because when your partner is humble, right, or he has humility, he can set aside his pride. He can set aside his ego. Kind of going back to if you have a disagreement, right? Agree to disagree. He can sit there and say, you know what? I was wrong. Or I think we should do this, X, Y, and Z. He is not filled with pride, okay? And that is very important in the Bible. We all know that a prideful person is not it. You got a hardened heart right there. You know, you have to soften your heart. You have to be, not have, you know, you have to not be prideful. And he has to consider you, okay? So when he's, you know, when he has humility, when he's humble, he is going to always consider you. He's not going to be self-absorbent. He's not going to be selfish, okay? He's going to look at your well-being as well and say, okay, look at the whole picture and be like, okay, is this best for both of us? Because now it's two, it's not one. Okay, I believe I'm on the fourth or third one, but I have them here. So the next one is honesty. You want someone who is honest. We all know that lying is not it. Lying is not from God, okay? You do not want a partner who lies to you. That is just beyond me. Who wants that? So also, you have to observe actions. You have to look at them. Okay, are they talking to you? Are they being honest? Are their actions aligning with their words? The stuff that they're telling you, right? Do their actions align with their words? Because that's very important. So honesty. You want an honest partner, okay? And I believe the last one, I did honesty, humility, and there was one more, guys. Sorry, bear with me. Okay. Okay. All right, and the last one, which honestly I should have put at the top, but you want to find a partner who focuses on the word, aka who reads the Bible, who knows the truth, okay? Because I learned this too over a couple of years that if it does not align with the word, it is not true. So if someone says something about you and it doesn't align with the Bible, it's not true. What does God say about you, okay? So you want to find someone who focuses on the word, and I'm going to use this Bible verse, which is Hebrews 2:1, and it says, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so we don't drift away. Okay? This is very important because this goes back to false teachings. You want a man that knows the word, that knows, okay, that's false teaching. Okay? Because if he doesn't read the word, if he's not in it so much, remember, you have to constantly be in the word to be close to God. So he can probably, if he doesn't know the word that well, maybe he can do a false, you know, he can go in and listen to false teaching, or he can get distracted very easily. So we do not, you know, like I said, we're not perfect. We're going to fall. We're going to sin. Okay. We make mistakes. But when you don't know the word, it's very easy to listen to what others say about you. Trust me, I've been through this myself. Sometimes I have to sit myself and align it with the word, say, nah, hold up. This person said this about me, but God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I gotta put everything in order. So it's important that they read the word because you want to make sure they have a personal relationship with God. It is good for both of you two, but you want to make sure he has a personal relationship with God so that he is not distracted. He knows his stuff, okay? And that is it. So I really hope this blessed you. I can do a part two if you guys want with probably five more because there's a bunch. But I just wanted to use these so that you guys can hear the ones that spoke to me and that popped out to me. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this video. I'll see you in the next one. God bless. Bye.